everyone, welcome back to the Fun Indian Guy podcast. My name is Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a service designer, filmmaker, musician, and a founder of a company called Futuring Now, where we help individuals, startups, corporate teams innovate with our one-of-a-kind remote innovation workshops. So if you're interested in that, go to www.futuringnow.com and you'll get to see all the cool stuff which we are trying to build there. This has been pretty much the exact same introduction for all the podcasts which I'm making recently. And this is also a fun way because right now I'm plugging whatever I'm doing, trying to understand if you're interested. And if you're interested, you'll jump there and you'll get in touch anyway. But I'm trying to use my own platform, my own creations to promote something which I'm doing, which is fun because usually creators would take money and promote somebody else. Of course, we haven't reached that level yet, but right now we're using this opportunity to promote whatever we are doing. With that reflection, let's get back to the podcast. This is the Fun Indian Guy podcast, where we talk about creativity, design, and innovation. Those are some of the topics which we always explore on this podcast, as well as on our YouTube channel, which is the Fun Indian Guy, and also on our Instagram, which is again the Fun Indian Guy. And in today's podcast, I'm going to talk about your brand, or you as a brand, and why it is very, very important to establish that sort of identity. So it doesn't matter if you're a freelancer, it doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur, it doesn't matter if you are working for someone, for some company, you need to bring your brand always with you wherever you go. And I'm going to explain it to you from my own personal example or experience and how it has helped me so far. So basically, I multiple times in my life, in last couple of years, I had to present some of the projects in front of some people whom I did not know. I did have limited time, but I really wanted to create the context and put the context there about who's running the project, where we come from, where I come from, and what is my take on it. And in such situations, after doing a lot of presentations, I realized it's always very important to present yourself well, to give the context of you first, so that people will understand why you're doing certain things. And for that, I started to use kind of a brand identity of myself. I started to treat my communication from a branding perspective, because then I began to bring my skill set on the table as form of some features of my own brand. So to make it a bit more understandable, basically what I did is whenever I had to present, I always started with who I am, where I come from, that is exactly where I come from in the world, because sometimes I was in Europe doing these presentations. Then I talked about my design background, what kind of projects I've done, what kind of projects I like. I quickly talked about my filmmaking background, my storytelling background, what kind of projects I've done, quickly, very, very small highlights, but just making sure that people know. And then I also talked about the music industry and the music work which I've done in last 10 to 15 years. And why I did that, because I wanted to establish that what I will say in that presentation, whatever I'll put across, has all these perspectives intact. And this is not going to be some random people coming in front of you and presenting something. It has a lot of depth and it has a lot of context going on. And I realized that every person has their own context. It's just the matter of putting it in front of the people in the best way as possible. Because that way, whatever you explain becomes very meaningful, because it's very human. We kind of start to know you and we understand the whole situation, and it actually made things easy for me. I had this one very, very important presentation in front of the board member of some of the biggest companies in the world, and I was just a junior or intern at that moment, presenting something for 20 to 25 minutes. But I took first 5 minutes to explain where I come from, because then people started to listen to me. Because then I was merely not some intern or a junior in a company. I was a person with a characteristic, with some features, some skill sets, which I teased in my presentation in the beginning. So people were already interested in understanding what I'm going to say. And that interest you really have to establish by communicating what you have done, where you come from. And that has a lot to do with your own personal brand and your personal identity. By that, I don't mean having platforms, having YouTube videos or having Instagram profiles to maintain that brand identity. But even when you just go and talk to somebody or presenting something or just discussing something, that brand identity should be kept in mind and reflected in that. And I try my best to do it. And that's why the Fun Indian Guy brand also kind of started to pop up. I used it a lot in presentations as well, because it's also kind of foundation of my personality. So that's how I use that brand, and that's how I reflect it in real life, in presentations, in meetings, in working with different people, in collaborating, in co-creating. And I also try to keep it intact when I'm making YouTube videos, when I'm making this podcast, when I'm making some stuff on Instagram or wherever, or I'm writing some articles. I just try to keep that intact because that's me and that's my personality. And I'm staying true to it throughout the whole equation. Of course, then private life is completely another ball game altogether. But at least in front end, at least in professional life, at least when you're going and interacting with people, that's very, very important. Because once your brand identity is consistent, when your communication is consistent, it's hard to forget you. And it's also pretty much well established what all you could do for some people or how you can help people. So basically, that's all from today's podcast. I hope you found some sort of value out of it. If you want to communicate with me, if you want to take this further, if you want to discuss this further, don't hesitate. You can just reach out to me at The Fun Indian Guy on Instagram and I'll reply to you. With that, I would also like to add that we actually have a private community of The Fun Indian Guy where we discuss amazing topics around creativity, design, innovation. And we also share some of the sneak peeks behind whatever we are trying to build here. So if you want that, there will be a link in the description below. So you can just go there and register, and we will send you the exclusive invite to join our The Fun Indian Guy community. So I'll be looking forward to welcoming you there as well. With that, guys, take care, stay safe, and I'll talk to you soon. Ciao.